The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to prepare for a housing market correction. But before we get started, I'd like to just touch base with you guys and see how you're doing. I hope you guys are all doing well. I hope the content we've been providing you has been of value to you in your real estate investing efforts. I am still very active in my real estate investing. And even though this is a little challenging to find some deals out there, but I am definitely looking at other ways to invest. Real estate spectrum is pretty broad, from deeds and liens and syndications to rental properties and apartment buildings and mobile home parks and self-storage and on and on. There's a lot of different types of real estate investing. And I hope you listened to some of the previous episodes where we're talking about what some of the good areas are to invest in right now in this inflationary period, and also, anticipating a recessionary period as well. So let's jump into our topic here, how to prepare for a housing correction. I've been talking, a fair amount here in especially on the Fun Fact Fridays about, market corrections, crashes, inflation, deflation. I mean, you name it, all over the board. There's definitely a lot going on right now in the economy. And so I wanted to address that. And also I wanted to, give you an idea of ways you can better prepare for what may be ahead here. Recently, a group of five economists were surveyed by MarketWatch to get their take on how they predict the summer housing market sales are going to go. Now, seasonally, we're at a point in the year when we tend to see peak home prices around summertime. And one of the economists surveyed was Danielle Hale at Realtor.com. She's the chief economist there. And she said that there are a variety of reasons for this, including the fact that a lot of the homes for sale and sold at this time of year are larger family homes. What's more, she says, while listing prices have shown acceleration or a faster rate of growth in recent weeks, now this is really contrary to, previous periods of, the summertime sales prices have seen a steadiness and a slight easing in momentum, and usually it's starting to build about now. Now, this suggests that home prices could be at a bit of a turning point in which slower growth is on the horizon, according to Danielle Hale. Data from real estate listing site Redfin released in May found that nearly one in five home sellers have dropped their price, the highest rate of price reductions since October 2019. And Zillow economist Nicole Batchard says faint signs are starting to emerge that the market is rebalancing, which is also another word of saying correcting. She said, the share of listings with a price cut is creeping up, possibly a sign that sellers cannot be quite as ambitious in their pricing strategy as they could have in recent months. Inventory continues to rise as well, though it's still significantly lower than pre-pandemic norms, she says. Now, Greg McBride, another one of the economists interviewed, chief financial analyst at Bankrate, says the market will cool somewhat as more would-be homebuyers have been priced out by rising home prices and soaring mortgage rates. But even a tempered level of demand will still exceed the ultra-low level of supply. The pace of home price appreciation will moderate, but homes will still be selling for much more than they did 6 or 12 months ago, even if sellers don't get the moonshot price they're currently asking. And Bouchard also made a comment here and thinks that price growth will start to slow, but not yet. Homes are selling as fast as they ever have after only 7 days for the typical home, and nearly half of homes are selling for above their list price. Now, he goes on to say that a more balanced market is likely around the corner as rising costs may keep enough would-be buyers on the sidelines, allowing inventory to begin catching up with demand. Steve Reich, Chief Operating Officer at Finance of America Mortgage, says seasonality definitely comes into play as spring and early summer are typical prime time windows for families looking to get a larger home or relocate while kids are out of school. As a result, more inventory may come on the market, so we still may see more houses just start popping up as we move into those prime summer buying months. So they're kind of taking a step of being cautious. And that said, you know, buyers wanting a new construction home may find a challenge. Reich goes on to say that the potential for prolonged inflation and increased prices across the board will likely trickle down into higher costs for new construction and make it more expensive to bring new builds to market, further complicating the housing supply. Now, MarketWatch, who conducted this survey, recently reported pending home sales fell for the sixth straight month in April, thanks to high home prices and increasing mortgage rates. And Redfin reported that searches on Google for homes for sale for the week ending May 21st were down 13% from a year prior. Right now, as the market tries to settle in at higher rate levels, buyer demand has gradually softened as consumers assess what their affordability looks like. Both buyers and sellers have moved to the sidelines to see where the dust settles, which is fairly common in periods of high volatility and uncertainty. This is definitely a wait-and-see moment, says Robert Heck, Vice President of Mortgage at online mortgage marketplace Morty. So all this to say, I'm talking about summer, but looking at it on a bigger perspective, is this a precursor to a market correction? And if so, what are we to do as real estate investors? How are we preparing ourselves to either take advantage of the opportunity or at least mitigate risk if we are in high-risk positions? Now, risks and opportunities are both present in housing market corrections. So here are some steps that you might want to consider. Now, there's been a growing concern about a housing market correction after 2 years of record high price appreciation, during which the median national home price increased by 34%. It appears that correction is finally here. Home sales and mortgage applications for April and May are down considerably, while newly listed homes have risen rapidly as property owners try to capture home price gains before the market turns. So these people maybe weren't ready to sell, but they're getting in the market while they can, while the prices are still high, to just try to get the higher price that they can. But there's good news. The start of a housing market correction is the perfect time for investors to prepare for what could be coming. But first things first, keep in mind, a correction is not a crash. I know we've been talking about both of these and the potential for both to happen. But a housing correction is not the same thing as a housing market crash. During a correction, home prices return to more normalized levels of buying and selling. They don't fall suddenly and dramatically as they would in a crash. In other words, things balance out. And in today's market, that translates into slower home price growth and possibly longer time on the market. Properties that were listed for top dollar, banking on continued market competition and limited supply, will likely see fewer offers. Some sellers may even have to lower the asking price to meet more realistic pricing. Although not every market will see the same rate of slowing or price decreases as others, it all depends on the cause of the demand and the lack of supply that drove prices up in the first place. So, my recommendation, I think one, be aware of what this is. If this is a correction, here are some things you can do to respond. If it's a crash, there's not a lot you can do because you, unless you're prepared. And these things will also prepare you should a crash come as well. Number one, save your money. Right now, the big investors have just set aside large amounts of cash to get ready for this great, you know, discount sales going on everywhere. Real estate market corrections are a great time for investors to stock up on real estate while prices are down. Lower purchase prices mean greater opportunities for higher returns. However, with interest rates rising, the cost of borrowing gets more expensive, and lower purchase prices may not directly translate into better returns. Having the cash to buy properties without borrowing money could mean you seize opportunities that others cannot. So having that cash handy is key in a correcting market as well as a potentially crashing market. Housing market corrections are not necessarily synonymous with recessions. For instance, during COVID-related economic downturn during the mid-2020s, housing prices soared. This time around, however, there are a lot of signs that house prices could drop while the economy shrinks. During recessions, economic spending slows. Rental rates and real estate values often fall as demand lessens. This can cause properties that were once well-performing to garner less than ideal returns or even negative cash flows during the slow period. So it's a good idea to have some money saved to cover any losses incurred during this time as well. So the money you're saving isn't just a purchase. It will also help to offset any potential losses you may experience. It's equally important to make sure you're not over-leveraged. Being over-leveraged in your investments means you don't have enough income or cash flow to cover the property in the event that it stops paying, even temporarily. Some of us encountered this during COVID when there were all of these moratoriums and so forth. If you recently took out a line of credit and your margins for profitability have thinned, it could be a good idea to sell the property now while prices are high to reduce your debt exposure. Okay, so that these are a couple of things that you might want to consider. Is start looking at your portfolio, if you have a portfolio, and looking at which ones make sense to hold on to, which ones make sense to sell. I would say, like most real estate, I think it's wise to hold for the long term if you can. I mean, since we're buying for cash flow here on the Old Dogs REI Network, we're looking for the long-term play. And things may dip, but then they always come back up, and so we just have to be prepared should rents go down, and that cuts into our cash flow chain. So buying low and selling high is one of the cornerstone principles of profitable investing, but selling real estate when it's high isn't always the best move. Cash flow is one of the major benefits of real estate investing, as we talk about here on the Old Dogs REI Network all the time. Even if the value of your property has declined, it doesn't mean your return has declined. If you have a strong cash flowing property that is netting a good return, holding on to the investment for the long term can offer protection during tough times and combat high inflationary periods like those we're experiencing today. Tax deductions from depreciation and certain property expenses are another benefit that should be seriously considered before jumping the gun and selling while prices are high. When you sell a property, not only do you give up any cash flow the property is generating, but also you have to pay capital gains on any profit earned from the sale, in addition to recapturing all of your prior depreciation. Those who have seen values rise upwards of 40% over the last year could be left with a hefty tax bill at the end of the day if you don't plan it properly. I recommend evaluating your portfolio and to only consider selling properties that aren't performing well or could be at risk for default if the market were to turn. If the property doesn't produce cash flow as is, it could be beneficial to sell now and save the money to reinvest in more affordable properties with higher returns as the market corrects itself down the line. So sometimes it's better to unload those ones that you were trying to build up a steady and increasing cash flow in to find some good bargains out there that will actually produce cash flow not only now, but much larger cash flow in the future. Prices may sink for a bit in a housing market correction, but if you take a long-term approach to your investment and focus on the value it brings with income and tax benefits over the value of the property itself, riding through a market correction will be a breeze. Well, that's it for now. Please note, old dogs, everything presented here today, including links, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode entitled, How to Prepare for a Housing Market Correction. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.